Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Brandon Nimmo. Batting second, the right fielder, Starling Marte. Batting third, the shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Pete Alonso. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Mark Kenha. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, J.D. Davis. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Eduardo Escobar. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jeff McNeil. Batting ninth, the catcher, Tomas Nido. Pitching for the New York Mets, Max Scherzer. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rafael Ortega. Batting second, the left fielder, Ian Happ. Batting third, the right fielder, Seiya Suzuki. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Nico Hoerner. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Frank Schwindel. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Patrick Wisdom. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Alfonso Rivas. Batting eighth, the catcher, Yan Gomez. Batting ninth, the second baseman, David Bote. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Drew Smyly. And now, play ball. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nimmo strikes out swinging. 1 out. Starling Marte is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Marte strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lindor strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rafael Ortega is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ortega hits a pop-up towards short. Lindor makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Happ hits a fly ball towards center. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Suzuki hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hoerner hits a fly ball towards center. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Alonso strikes out swinging. 1 out. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kenha hits a fly ball towards left. Happ makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. That is ball 4. Davis is on with a walk. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Escobar hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Escobar is safe at second with a double. Davis moves to third. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McNeil is hit by the pitch. McNeil is on first. Tomas Nido is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nido hits a fly ball towards left. Happ makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Schwindel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Schwindel hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Schwindel is safe at second with a double. Patrick Wisdom is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wisdom strikes out swinging. 1 out. Alfonso Rivas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rivas hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Schwindel moves to third. Yan Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a drive into left field. That ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Schwindel scores. Rivas moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. David Bote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bote is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rafael Ortega is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ortega is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortega hits a fly ball towards left. Kenha makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nimmo is 0 for 1 in the game. Nimmo hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Starling Mart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mart is 0 for 1 in the game. Mart hits a line drive into center field. Ortega commits an error. Mart is safe at first. Nimmo moves to third. Mart is on first. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Lindor is out. Nimmo scores. Mart moves to second. 1 out. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alonso is 0 for 1 in the game. Alonso hits a line drive deep towards left. Happ makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Kenha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kenha is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenha hits a fly ball towards right. Suzuki is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ian Happ is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Happ is 0 for 1 in the game. Happ is called out on strikes. 1 out. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suzuki strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Horner is 0 for 1 in the game. Horner strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Ortega moves from center fielder to left fielder. Christopher Morel replaces Ian Happ as center fielder batting second. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Rivas makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Escobar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Escobar hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McNeil is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNeil hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and McNeil is out. 2 outs. Tomas Nido is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nido is 0 for 1 in the game. Nido hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nimmo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nimmo softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Nimmo is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Schwindel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Schwindel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schwindel strikes out swinging. One out. Patrick Wisdom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wisdom is 0-for-1 in the game. Wisdom hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Wisdom is safe at second with a double. Alfonso Rivas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rivas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivas is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Yan Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gomez hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Wisdom scores. It's Mets, 2, Cubs, 2. David Bote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bote is 0-for-1 in the game. Bote strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Starling Marte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Marte is 0-for-2 in the game. Marte hits a fly ball towards center. Morel makes the catch for the out. One out. Francisco Lindor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lindor is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lindor hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Anderson Espinosa replaces Drew Smyly as pitcher. Pete Alonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alonso is 0-for-2 in the game. Alonso hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rafael Ortega is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortega is 0-for-2 in the game. That is ball 4. Ortega is on with a walk. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Ortega. The throw from Nito, and he's caught stealing. One out. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morel strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Suzuki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suzuki hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Horner is 0-for-2 in the game. Horner hits a fly ball towards right. Marte is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kenha is 0-for-2 in the game. That is ball 4. Kenha is on with a walk. JD Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Escobar is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Escobar hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Kenha moves to second. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McNeil is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNeil hits a ground ball towards third. Wisdom has it and steps on third to get the force on Escobar. Escobar moves to second. McNeil is on first. 2 outs. Tomas Nido batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nido is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nido hits a line drive towards third. Wisdom makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Schwindel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Schwindel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schwindel strikes out swinging. One out. Patrick Wisdom is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wisdom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wisdom hits a short pop-up towards short. Linder makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfonso Rivas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rivas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivas strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Nelson Valbrandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nimmo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. One out. Starling Marte is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Marte is 0-for-3 in the game. That is ball 4. Marte is on with a walk. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lindor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lindor strikes out swinging. Two outs. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Alonso is 0-for-3 in the game. Alonso hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Yan Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gomez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gomez hits a pop-up beyond first. Alonso gets back and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Boat batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Boat is 0-for-2 in the game. Boat hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Colin Holderman replaces Max Scherzer as pitcher. Nelson Velasquez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Velasquez hits a fly ball towards right. Marte is there to make the catch. Two outs. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morel is 0-for-1 in the game. Morel hits a fly ball towards right. Marte is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Scott Efros replaces Anderson Espinosa as pitcher. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kenha is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kenha is called out on strikes. One out. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis strikes out swinging. Two outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Escobar is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Escobar strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Suzuki is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Suzuki hits a line drive towards the mound. Holderman makes the catch for the out. One out. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Horner is 0-for-3 in the game. Horner strikes out swinging. Two outs. Frank Schwindel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Schwindel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Schwindel hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Holderman covering, and Schwindel is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Steven Brault replaces Scott Efros as pitcher. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McNeil is 0-for-2 in the game. he's been hit by a pitch. McNeil hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and McNeil is out. One out. Tomáš Nieto is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nieto is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nieto hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Nieto is out. Two outs. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nimmo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nimmo hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Nimmo is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Yoenel Patrick Wisdom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wisdom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. One out. Alfonso Rivas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rivas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivas hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Lopez covering, and Rivas is out. Two outs. Yan Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gomez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. That is ball 4. Gomez is on with a walk. David Boat is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Boat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boat hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Boat is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Michael Givens replaces Stephen Brault as pitcher. Brandon Nimmo running at second base to start the extra inning. Starling Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Marte is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Marte hits a ball towards third. Wisdom can't make the play in time. Marte gets a base hit. Nimmo moves to third. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Marte, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lindor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lindor is walked intentionally, and takes first base. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 0-for-4 in the game. Alonso is hit by the pitch. Nimmo scores. Marte moves to third. Lindor moves to second. Alonso is on first. It's 3-2, Mets. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenha is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kenha hits into a ground ball double play. Lindor moves to third. Alonso moves to second. Two outs. Daniel Norris replaces Michael Givens as pitcher. Luis Guillerme pinch hits for J.D. Davis batting 6th. Luis Guillerme batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. That is ball 4. Guillerme is on with a walk. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lindor is picked off third base, there's an error on the play. Lindor scores. Alonso moves to third. Guillerme moves to second. It's 4-2, Mets. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Escobar hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Escobar is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Travis Jankowski replaces Mark Kenha as left fielder batting 5th. Luis Guillerme pinch hit for DH and is now DH. David Boat running at second base to Nelson Velasquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Velasquez is 0-for-1 in the game. Start the extra inning. Velasquez strikes out swinging. One out. Christopher Morel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morel is 0 for 2 in the game. Morel hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Suzuki is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Suzuki hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Morel moves to third. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Suzuki, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 4 in the game. Horner is walked intentionally, and takes first base. Frank Schwindel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schwindel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Schwindel hits a ground ball to third. Escobar steps on third for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.